Again, my name is Jason Prill, as we are getting ready for Lynchburg Hillcats baseball as they wrap up their 12-game homestand with a matchup against the Carolina Mudcats. These two teams have been facing off since Tuesday, with the Hillcats winning four so far. They've already clinched the series victory, but they will look to pick up their fifth win of the week and hopefully extend their lead over first place in the Carolina League North. It'll be a fun one today. Jake Miller on the mound for the Hillcats as he will face off against Alexander Corneal for the Mudcats. But right now, we are minutes away from first pitch, so we'll toss it down to Andre Vile with tonight's defense and the national anthem. Take it away, Andre.
Make some noise for your 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats. In right field, number 34, Jorge Burgos. In center field, number 1, Jake Fox. In left field, number 22, Isaiah Green. At first base, number 46, Junior Sanchez. At second base, number 10, Jordy Valdez. At shortstop, number 8, Milan Tolentino. At third base, number 2, Zion Freya. Here catcher is number 6, Victor Fletcher. The designated hitter, number 27, Will Bartlett. And your starting pitcher is number 32, Jake Miller. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome the Academy Center of the Arts.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, as we are minutes away from first pitch between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats as they wrap up their six-game homestand, better known as the Battle of the Cats. It's been a first-place battle all week long, but the Hillcats now have a game-and-a-half lead over the rest of the Carolina League North Division. Carolina had the half-game lead when they came into the series. The Hillcats, reeling off 4 of 5 here, have pulled away and taken that lead right back. Jake Miller making his 9th appearance of the season in 32 2/3 innings. He's 0-1 with a 4.68 ERA, 42 strikeouts and 10 walks. In his last outing against Salem, He went five innings of two-hit baseball, giving up one run, one walk, and 10 strikeouts, arguably his best outing of the season. We have not seen him since then, as he gets set for baseball here. We'll face a lineup that looks a little bit like this. Leading off the third baseman, Jeremy Vargas. Batting second, the second baseman, Zach Robbie. Batting third, the designated hitter, Jackson Chirillo. And hitting cleanup, the catcher, Jefferson Cairo. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Hedbert Perez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Henry Mendez. And batting eighth, the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. And rounding out the starting nine, the left fielder, Oswell Leonis. Those will be the nine that will try and break the slump of the Mudcats, as they've been held rather quiet. Only time they've scored more than three runs was the one game that they won 7-4. Jake Miller fires one in there, and it's popped up right to second base. Yordies Valdez calls everyone off, and it just now comes down into his glove for out number one. So a sky-high pop from Vargas on the first pitch, and there's one away. 80 degrees here in the city of Lynchburg. At first pitch, as we have a stoppage of play, as something fell over the bullpen, or maybe a loose gate. Looks like a ball came out of the Mudcats bullpen. They'll toss that back in there. As Zach Robbie will step in now. Robbie has kind of moved all over the order here in this series. It's a fastball at 95 in there for a called strike. So Jake Miller pumping that fastball here. The 0-1. Line foul and out of play, 0-2. Miller, one of the strongest throwing arms in the Hillcats rotation. As the two-strike pitch. Goes back with the fastball, but misses away. One ball and two strikes. We did not see him on Tuesday, as Jack Leftwich got the start instead. But today, Leftwich will piggyback Miller as the 1-2. Outside again, two balls, two strikes. The rotation returns back to what it had been for most of the season. The 2-2 pitch. Thought he had him. Miller was walking around the mound as he went with the breaking ball and did not get the call, and the count goes full. Payoff pitch. Popped up. It'll be a tough play as Valdez and San Quintin ranging over, but it finds the bullpen for another chance for Robbie. So Robbie batting 268. Putting up a good battle against Jake Miller here in the first. The 3-2. Lined into right field, but ranging in on it is Burgos, and he puts it away for out number two. Miller works for a slider. A 6-2 right-hander from Newberry Park, California. Was the 20th round pick in last year's draft. As Jackson Chirillo will step in. He takes down low for ball one. Chirillo has been a dangerous hitter for the Mudcats in this series. The 1-0. Just a bit underneath it, and it's 1-1. Yesterday, he hit a triple to dead center that bounced off the glove of Jake Fox and came back into play as it ricocheted high into the air. This one down low, two balls, one strike. And Fox could not find it as it came down and hit the grass out there in center. And Chirillo hustled in for three. This one driven deep into left field as Green will look up and watch it hit off the scoreboard. And Chirillo, with a first inning home run, will give the Mudcats the early lead. That's his third home run in this series. So Jackson Chirillo seeing the ball really well here in this series. Gives Carolina the early lead. Jake Miller. Have seen that a few times. That's his seventh home run given up on the season. As that one in there for a called strike. That now takes the lead on the team for the amount of home runs allowed. The 0-1. Slider finds the zone. 0-2. So Jefferson Caero will look to keep the inning alive as Carolina has the 1-0 lead. The pitch. In there for a called strike, and the inning is over. So Jefferson Caero goes down looking on an inside fastball at 94 miles an hour. And the Hillcats give up one, but no more. As we head to the bottom half of the first, Carolina leads it 1-0. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill as Hillcats trailing 1-0 here as we head to the bottom of the first. It's been a while since they had given up a first inning run, but the solo shot by Jackson Chirillo put them on the board first. On the mound for the Mudcats will be number 22, Alexander Corneal. Corneal, the right-hander, comes in today at 2-5, making his 10th appearance and his 8th start. He boasts a 3.22 ERA and 36 innings pitched. He's given up 22 runs. Only 13 of them have been earned. 29 walks, 44 strikeouts. He did appear in the first game of this series where he was saddled with the loss when he went 3 2/3 innings of relief, giving up 3 hits and 3 runs, including 5 walks and 6 strikeouts. He'll face as Green takes down low, ball 1. Green, Fox, Burgos, Tolentino, San Quintin, Frias, Bartlett, Planchart, and Valdez. Those are the 9 in order for the Hillcats this afternoon. As the 1-0. Catches the outside corner of the plate. 1-1. Green now tied for the lead in home runs. As he fouls it out of play down the left field line, 1-2. But tied on the team with Jorge Burgos at 3 apiece, both of them hitting solo shots in this series. 2-strike pitch from Corneal. Foul tipped into the glove, and Isaiah Green goes down on strikes to open up the ballgame. That'll bring in Jake Fox. Jake Fox had a tough afternoon yesterday. There he went 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, though he did walk and come around to score in the 5th. High fastball, ball 1. So Fox batting in the 2-hole again here this evening, playing center field. a bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. Fox, for the last three ball games, has been out there in center. The 2-0. It's a healthy cut, comes up empty. 2-1. Into the motion, Corneal. Drops it in there. On the off-speed pitch, 2-2. So Corneal has worked himself back into this AB, as he's already into the motion. Fox fouls it away to stay alive. Infield shaded slightly toward first. The 2-2. Caero thought that would be strike three, as he had hopped up out of his crouch to throw it down to third. The count now runs full, with one away here in the first. Down low, and Jake Fox works a walk. That's something he's been really good at here this season, as he leads the team now with 35 walks. Ironically, he's also scored 35 runs. What a coincidence. Jorge Burgos into the box now from the left-hand side. Takes a pitch up and away, ball one. Burgos hit the home run to right field in the first inning of last night's ball game. Open up the scoring. The 1-0. Up and away, two balls, no strikes. So Burgos starting to find his swing again after a cold spell at the beginning of May. That one finds the zone as Burgos wisely laid off, trying to make him just throw a strike. Fox over at first for the 2-1. Upstairs, three balls and one strike, and Corneal struggling to find his command here as he's already walked one, and down in the count, three balls and one strike to Jorge Burgos. See if they put Fox in motion here. The 3-1, he holds, and Burgos fouls it away, and the count goes full. Wind blowing strongly out to left field. It's not super breezy, but the flag in full extension. Payoff pitch. Upstairs, and that's the second walk of the inning, as the Hillcats will now have a runner and score. Wait. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino. Tolentino batting 359 with a home run and 26 RBIs. Steps in with runners on first and second and one away. First pitch to him. Inside, ball one. So Corneal has already walked two. He walked five in his last outing against the Hillcats. Now comes set for the 1-0. Tolentino swung at a high fastball, and it's 1-1. In his first start against Lynchburg, or his first appearance, that is, he also gave up five walks. So just struggling to find the zone against Lynchburg. The 1-1. Tolentino grounds it over to second. This could be two. The flip on to the shortstop. Back to first in time. Double play. So a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. And the Hillcats threaten but do not score as the inning is over. We head to the second with Carolina leading 1-0.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any. Enjoy VIP parking and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Happy Sunday and welcome back into Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats currently trail 1-0 off of the Jackson Chirillo solo shot in the first off of Jake Miller. He's back out here for the second. He'll face Eduardo Garcia, Edbert Perez, and Henry Mendez. Hillcats will be on the road this coming week as they'll travel up to Fredericksburg. Take on the Nationals. No Steven Strasburg for them, as he was down there last week. They took on Salem. Now the first pitch to Garcia. Fouled back. 0-1. So the Hillcats will dodge that and hope to pick up a few more victories and continue to stake their claim atop the Carolina League North, but they have to take business here today. Foul tipped into the glove. 0-2. Garcia way out in front on the breaking ball. Righty on righty matchup. Two strike pitch. Way up high into the backstop. It's 1-2. Hillcats wearing their all white uniforms with navy blue caps and the teal-green lettering. One, two. Just missing. 2-2. Carolina, on the other hand, wearing their red caps with their red jerseys and gray pants. The 2-2. Jammed him, and it's grounded foul. And the count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jake Miller comes set and fires. It's fouled away. And Garcia putting up a good fight here. Garcia yesterday 1-for-5 with a single in the fourth as the trainer is making his way out to check on Jake Miller. Not sure what happened after that last pitch, but Frank Sammons and the whole infield, along with Omir Santos, out to check on their right-hander. And he will be done. So Jake Miller, who was scratched from a possible start or appearance on Tuesday, way back here this afternoon, but is now pulled with nobody out here in the second inning. So we'll have a new pitcher on the mound for the second. Don't go anywhere. We got more Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is Rob Hillcats Baseball.
So Jake Miller pulled here in the top of the second inning as a long at-bat with Eduardo Garcia will continue right after this pitching change. Miller's day is done. He only goes one inning, giving up one hit. It was a solo home run. No walks and a strikeout. So we hope that he is okay as he left with the trainer, Frank Sammons, and is getting tended to in the dugout. We'll hopefully get a good report from him and on him after the ball game. But as of right now, Ronnie Munoz stepping in to take over. Munoz making his 11th appearance of the season. In 22 innings, he's 1-1 with a 3.68 ERA. 27 strikeouts and 4 walks. His last game earlier in this series, he went one inning, giving up 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout. So the Hillcats are going to hope that he can give them some length here. And at least fill in the gap right now as Hillcats losing their starter. I didn't see what happened. I was taking a look at some of my notes when I looked up and there was a whole meeting on the mound with the Hillcats contingent as Miller has been led back to the locker room. He's walking on his own power, so hopefully it's nothing serious and just precautionary. Don't want to speculate, but our thoughts and prayers are with him. So Bronny Munoz will now have the task of retiring Eduardo Garcia. 2-2 count as the right-hander. He'll step onto the mound. We will probably see Jack Leftwich at some point this evening. Not sure at what point. 2-2. That's driven into left field. And Green up against the wall as it sails way out of here. And first pitch swinging from Garcia. And the Mudcats pick up another home run and lead 2-0. 2 hits by Carolina. And 2 home runs. For Munoz, that is his 5th home run given up of the year. As Hedbert Perez now into the ballgame, batting from the left-hand side. The Hillcats will have some work to do. This one finds the zone for a called strike. Munoz comes set and fires. And it's fouled away out of play down the left field line. Strike 2. Munoz comes set for the 2-strike pitch. And it's upstairs, a ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 for Munoz. Way outside. The count is even at 2 apiece. So nobody on, nobody out here in the second. The 2-2 is lined into left center field and dropping hard as around first. And a wide turn, but he will hold there. And so the Mudcats have another base runner here as Munoz is getting peppered here in the second inning. Munoz stands at 6'1", 170 from the Dominican Republic as he now faces Henry Mendez with a runner on. First pitch grounded over towards second. The twist to short and on to first. A 4-6-3 double play And a much needed one at that. As Munoz pick up two outs there on one pitch. So that'll bring up Jesus Chirinos with two away now. The base is empty. Munoz with a long look in. And the pitch is skied out to right field. Burgos got an awkward jump on it, but doesn't have to range too far as he puts it away for out number three. Mudcats add one more as Jake Miller leaves the ball game with an injury. As we head to the bottom half of the second, Hillcats trailing 2-0.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats get down 2-0 here in the second inning in front of a nice Sunday afternoon crowd as these two teams wrapping up their 6-game series. Hillcats already winning it as they won 4 of the first 5, but they trail here in game 6. Alexander Corneal back on the mound. He walked 2 in the first, but then got out of it on a double play to end the inning. The Hillcats will have some work to do here, but they've proven that they can score in a hurry. And they'll have to do so, but they got a long ball game ahead of them. And still 8 more chances at the dish. Junior Sancantine will step in along with Diane Frias and Will Bartlett. The 3-2 up. Sancantine picked up his first hit as a Hillcat yesterday. It was a bloop single into right. Takes this one in there for a called strike. He is averaging 2 strikeouts a ball game, though. In his 3 appearances, he has 6 strikeouts. Swings at this one outside. 0-2. Two-strike pitch from Corneal. Rounded over toward first, but just foul over the bag. And the count will stay. No balls, 2 strikes. Sancantine also picked up his first RBI on that bloop single as Tolentino came around and scored from second. The pitch. Sky popped down the third base line as Vargas ranges over and charges in on it and puts it away for out number 1. That'll bring up Diane Frias. Frias had the grand slam a couple nights ago in the second game of the series. The pitch. Downstairs. So Frias, his bat is picked up a little bit here in this series. Waits the 1-0. As he swings through that one, 1-1. Back into the motion, the 1-1. Fouled back, and it'll be 1-2. So Frias with one away here, trying to get a board off of Corneal, who is still yet to give up a base hit. Upstairs, 2-2. On the flip side, Carolina already has 3 base hits. As he fights it off to stay alive. Past 2 ball games, the Hillcats have scored a total Four runs in each of the first two innings. So on Friday night, they scored two in the first, two in the second. Yesterday, one in the first, three in the second. As Frias grounds it right back to the mound, picked by Cornell. And the overhand flip to first for out number two. So that'll bring up Will Bartlett. Bartlett returning from injury for the first time here this week after he left the series against Salem. He's back now in the lineup. Checks out the first pitch and fouls it off, and he whips his head around in frustration as that one was nowhere close. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch outside, one ball and a strike. Bartlett is batting 259 with a home run and, excuse me, that's the wrong player stats, the 1-1. Is in there for a called strike. He's actually batting 265 with two home runs and 17 RBIs. His last game, when he went 2-for-3. Skies this one into shallow left field as a couple Mudcats collapse on it, and it will be Garcia who gloves it for out number three. So a 1-2-3 inning in the second as the Hillcats down 2-0. We head to the third. More baseball coming up after this timeout. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats down 2-0. Jake Miller pulled after an inning with an injury as Bronny Munoz taking over. Giving up the solo shot in the second to extend the lead to 2-0. He will face Oswell Leonis and then the top of the order here in the third. If you're tuning in, we appreciate it. Make sure to tweet at us at LYN Hillcats and let us know where you're tuning in from, as we love to hear from you and appreciate all of your support, as we'll not be on the air next week with the team in Fredericksburg. So we thank each and every one of these past 12 ball games. Oswell Leonis into the box now. He swings at the first pitch. And Munoz goes off speed for strike one. Leonis batting 220 with a home run. That one just missing. One ball and a strike. Infield slightly pulled toward first base. 1-1 bounce in front of the dish. Two balls and a strike. The outfield is pulled just a little bit over in that same direction. 2-1. Fouled off, and it's 2-2. So Munoz trying to get the leadoff batter out here with a two-strike pitch. And it's jam shot over to short. Tough play for Tolentino, who beats him by a step as Leonis is retired for out number one. A good play by Tolentino to stick with the ball that was fading away from him and then throwing off his back foot. to retire the runner. That'll bring up the top of the order. Jeremy Vargas now watches this pitch down low for ball one. The 1-0. Lined into left field, dropping in front of Green, as that'll be another base knock for Carolina. Their fourth hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Zach Robbie. And you want to make sure you can get him out. Waits on deck. You'd love to get a double play here to clear the bases and have Chirillo up in the next inning. First pitch outside, ball one. Victor Plantchart back behind the dish tonight after playing a lot of first base in the absence of Will Bartlett. It'll be interesting to see how they use him now that Bartlett's back. Runner breaks for second, the swing and a miss. The throw down. In time! So right on cue, Victor Plantchart guns down the runner for out number two. Proving that he's more than just a fill-in first baseman. Very talented catcher, the best on the team at throwing out runners. As there's now two away. And Zach Robbie, a one-and-one count as we have a timeout. And an automatic ball applied as the pitch clock ran out on Bronny Munoz. Now the 2-1. In there with an off-speed pitch, 2-2. So Munoz a strike away from getting out of it and not having to face Chirillo. That was back with the breaking ball, 3-2. So Robbie lined out to right in his last trip. Trying to stay alive here. The payoff pitch. Right down Ford Avenue, and Robbie slams his bat in disgust and flips off the umpire. As having some harsh words, he's been tossed. Not sure if he actually flipped off the umpire, but he had his finger in the air pointed in his general vicinity. And he was arguing balls and strikes all week. And Zach Robbie goes down on strikes and has been tossed. So we head now to the bottom half of the third inning. Hillcats trailing 2-0.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats trailing 2-0 as we have reached the bottom of the third inning. Zach Robbie tossed at the end of the inning after arguing a strike three call, which he did not necessarily agree with. And we're going to have a couple switches here as Luis Silva will move over to third. And Jeremy Vargas will now be at second base as the replacement for Robbie. Leading off, though, it'll be Victor Planchart. So he swings at the first pitch and comes up empty for strike one. It's the first time we've seen a player get tossed against the Hillcats at home this year for strike two. You could see it building, though, with this umpire crew. They've heard it from both these dugouts. Planchart foul tips it right into the glove for out number one. Ortiz Valdez will now step in. We did see Hillcats hitting coach in the last series, Craig Massoni, get tossed. We're arguing a strike call from the dugout. As Ortiz Valdez takes a healthy cut and comes up empty, Valdez adding in the nine hole today. He's led off most of the week. 0-1. Slapped into left field over the head, and it'll bloop in for a base hit. As tough play and bobbled by the left fielder, Leonis. And Valdez thought about going for two, but Hillcats will finally pick up their first hit of the afternoon on a little bloop shot over the head of the third baseman. As Isaiah Green will now step in, runner on first. Takes the pitch outside for strike one. Green struck out swinging in his first trip. The 0-1. In there again, 0-2. So Green will have to protect here on the two-strike pitch. The 0-2. Grounded sharply over to short. The backhanded play by Garcia. And he throws it away. Not sure what happened there. But everybody's safe. It looked like he was throwing it to... was not the person covering the bag. Vargas had gone over to second as Silva had come over into the vicinity on the ground ball as he made an attempted play at it. And then Garcia threw it at Silva, who just let it drop so everybody's safe. That'll bring up Jake Fox with two aboard and one away here as Hillcats trying to make them pay for giving them an extra out, maybe two. The 0-1 as Fox takes it for a strike. That could have been a double play. It should have been a double play. I mean, Green is quick going down the line, so it would have been tough, but at least should have been one, probably two, as Fox jams it off down the left field line, giving chase is Silva, and it'll hit the tarp. As strike two. So runners on first and second with one out. It's been a rather clean series defensively for both of these clubs. I don't have the official numbers, but that's one of the few errors that I can actually remember here in this series. Two-strike pitch to Jake Fox. Lined over to second, diving slide by Vargas on short for one, back to first, not in time. And so they do get the force at second, but they can't turn two as Jake Fox hustling down the line. As Jorge Burgos will now step in with runners on the corner and two away. Hillcats could use the RBI to trim this deficit from two. Burgos walked in the first. Pick by Caero, as that had a run written all over it. So he had to backhand it to save it from going all the way to the netting. Great play there by Jefferson Caero. Now the 1-0. lined into center field in front of Perez as one run will score. And the Hillcats have cut the deficit in half on the RBI single by Jorge Burgos. So that'll bring up the shortstop, Ilan Tolentino. Tolentino grounded into a double play back in the first, but now with runners on first and second again, has a chance to drive in an RBI as he grounds it right to Vargas at second, who flips on to first for out number three. The Hillcats do tack on a run as they cut the deficit in half. So they now trail 2-1 as we head to the fourth inning. Don't go anywhere. We got more Hillcats baseball after this timeout.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the Ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside, Jason Prill, as Carolina leading 2-1 here. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Hillcats will be number 11, Jack Leftwich. At the beginning of the week, he was originally slated to start today's contest, but gave Jake Miller the start, and he was pulled after an inning with an injury, replaced by Bronny Munoz, whose day is now done. For Munoz, he goes two full innings, allowing three hits, one run on a solo shot to the first batter he faced on the first pitch. No walks and a strikeout. So Jack Leftwich will look to try to keep this a one-run ball game and hopefully give the Hillcats some depth. He's making his 10th appearance in 31 innings. He's 3-0 with a 1.96 ERA, 46 strikeouts and 7 walks. And his last outing on Tuesday against Carolina, he went 5 innings of 3-hit baseball, giving up 1 run, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. It was his first double-digit strikeout performance of the season, along with his longest outing of the season. So the Hillcats would love to have a replicated performance here, as they're going to try to keep this one a run one ball game for as long as they can before they score. We will face Jackson Chirillo, who takes a strike. Chirillo, the designated hitter this evening. The 0-1. Check swing, and they say he went around, and it's 0-2. Chirillo homered in the first inning off of Jake Miller. The 0-2. Line into right field. That's dropping for a base knock as Burgos will cut it off in the gap. And leadoff single for Jackson Chirillo, who continues to be the Hillcat killer in this series. It's been a tough out. Yesterday, he went 3-for-4. The night before, he only went 1-for-3. That was an off game for him as Jefferson Cairo swings through the first pitch for strike one. As we mentioned, though, Chirillo with 3 home runs already this week. The 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. 92 miles an hour on the radar gun from Leftwich. Runner on first. Nobody out here. The 0-2 is a slider that hangs in the air and is driven to left field as it'll drop. And Green cuts it off for the wall. The throw comes in to third. as Chirillo in there safely with the slide, and now there's runners on the corners with nobody out. So Cairo doing his job and more as he moves the runner all the way to third on the single into left field. He'll give way to Eduardo Garcia. A 2-1 ball game here. That's the sixth hit of the night for Carolina. Their bats have been relatively cold for most of the week, other than a few hitters, as this slider wraps around the inside corner for strike one. But here tonight, their bats have come alive. The 0-1. Adam out in front. No balls, two strikes. So Chirillo stands at third with Cairo over at first. Two-strike pitch. Just a bit high. 1-2. Left witch. Comes set and fires. It's fouled away. Leftwich wastes no. Tries to move quickly. One of the fastest pitchers when it comes to when they get set. 1-2. Slider got him. As Garcia out in front of it. And there's one away here in the fourth. A big strikeout for Jack Leftwich, as the runners will remain on the corner with one away. Edbert Perez now. He singled back in the second off of Bronny Munoz. Runner already breaks for second, and Leftwich wasn't paying attention as Cairo steals second with ease. That's the best jump you'll ever see. He was at second basically before the pitcher even went into his motion. Both runners now in scoring position with one away. Double play, no longer an option. The 1-0. As this one is skied into right field, Burgos takes off his hat and charges in on it. Gloves it, fires toward home, but way up the line as a run will score on the sacrifice fly. Now there's two away. So Chirillo will score, and Cairo will move all the way down to third. That's disappointing, though, because Cairo should have been caught in a rundown as he left super early. But the no throw, as this one in there for a strike. Now allows him to stand at third with two away, instead of that pop fly being the final out of the inning. The 0-1, grounded softly toward third. Frias with the flip on to first for out number three. So the inning comes to a close, but not before Carolina gets that run back that they gave up in the third. 3-1 lead for the Mudcats as we head to the fourth ball after this timeout.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank the James Stadium as the Hillcats currently trailing 3-1 as we've entered the bottom of the fourth inning. Alexander Corneal will remain on the mound here for the Mudcats after he gave up a run in the third inning. Ortiz Valdez would single and then reach second on the air and come around to score on the Jorge Burgos line drive single. Then Carolina got that run right back on the sacrifice fly that would score Chorneal. Junior San Quintin, Diane Frias, and Will Bartlett, the three due up here in the bottom half of the fourth. They went 1-2-3 back in the second inning. As gorgeous day here in Lynchburg. Blue skies, a couple clouds, but nothing that screams rain. And a nice cool breeze. Probably one of the best afternoons we've seen all week after the rough weather earlier in the series, including some 90-degree days. First pitch here to San Quintin. The 1-0 by Chorneal. Was with a slider missing inside. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0. Driven to deep right field over the head of Mendez as that'll hit the top of the wall and go over. You can put that ball to rest for Junior San Quintin. His first home run as a Hillcat. He gave that one a jolt to right field. And it hit right above the Lynchburg Dental sign. And ricocheted its way over. That wall distance is 340 feet. He hit it 340. Ian Frias takes outside, ball one. The 1-0. Catching the inside corner. One ball, one strike. So the Hillcats showing some power here this week, the 1-1. Lined up the middle off the mound, and good job to stick with it by the shortstop Garcia, who flips on to first for out number one. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Will Bartlett. His first appearance since his injury in Salem. Bartlett had been the everyday first baseman playing DH here this evening, getting him some cuts at the dish as he watches ball one outside. The 1-0. Hung one, but a little too high. So we've seen Bartlett getting some reps during BP, 2-0, in there for a strike, 2-1, but this is his first chance at live action in about 3 weeks. The 2-1, way outside, three balls and a strike, and Bartlett showing some patience here. Sometimes when you come back from an injury and you haven't been able to swing the bat in so long, you just want to swing at everything. Good job here to work a 3-1 count. Up and in, and Bartlett draws a walk. And so there will be a runner aboard with one away for Victor Planchart. Planchart struck out back in the third inning. He has been one of the Hillcats' most consistent hitters this season. Batting 322 with some clutch RBIs. Hillcats down by one here in the fourth. Manchart takes outside, ball one. So Chorneal has struggled with his command at points this evening. Has three walks on the docket so far. A 1-0. Upstairs. And that'll draw Caero to the mound to have a word with his right-hander. As Carolina gave that run right back after scoring one in the fourth. And and it's a one-run ball game. I have a feeling this one could go back and forth all afternoon with Carolina trying to get back within a half game of first place and the Hillcats trying to extend their lead over top of the division. The 2-0 with Bartlett over at first. Blanchard slaps it down the left field line and out of play. There's a large gap over at third. If he can punch it that way, as the third baseman pulled all the way over to short. The 2-1. Tried to slap at it again, but fouls it away. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. Just a bit high as he tried to take something off of it. A good job by Blanchard to lay off, and the count goes full. So the 3-2 pitch from Corneal with the runner on first and one away is fisted over toward third. Silva charges, has no play at second. He'll go to first for the force to retire Blanchard, and there's two away. So Yordis Valdez will step in now. He singled in the third inning and would come around to score to give the Hillcats their first run. As Bartlett now stands in scoring position. Valdez fouls it away. Strike one. Wind blowing out to left field. We've hit the 6 o'clock hour on the East Coast, the 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. So Valdez trying to drive home that tying run from second here in the fourth. 3-2 ball game. Now the 1-1 from Corneal. Ripped into right field, but foul and out of play. Valdez was out in front, put good wood on it. But the off-speed from Corneal had him reaching. With two away here, as Corneal, the right-hander, comes set and checks second, he fires. Sky high popping out of play, and Valdez stays alive. Righty on lefty matchup. As Corneal fires again with the 1-2. Grounded right back up the middle. Off the bag and into center field. Bartlett around third. He will score uncontested. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good as Yordis Valdez hits the second base bag and it goes over the shortstop's head and into center field. Tie ball game here in Lynchburg. That's the second night in a row the Hillcats have gotten an RBI off of a ball that hit a base. Almost as if they are planting them in that spot, as that'll draw a visit to the mound from Drew Thomas, the pitching coach of Carolina. With Isaiah Green at the dish in a tie ball game. Time to reset. Carolina scored in the first inning on a home run from Jackson Chirillo. And then again in the second on the first pitch from Bronny Munoz. Another home run from Eduardo Garcia. Hillcats would put one up in the third on the single from Jorge Burgos, which scored Valdez. And then Carolina would get that run back in the top half of this inning. And then the Hillcats putting two on the board here to tie the ballgame. 3-3 our score as Isaiah Green steps in. Runner on first, two away. This one in there for for a called strike. Valdez takes his lead as the 0-1 is in the dirt, bounces in front of home plate. Caero has trouble picking it, and Valdez will move into scoring position. On the ball in the dirt. So good job there from Valdez to read the ball and the angle that Caero would have to try and throw from. Counts 1-1 to Isaiah Green with the runner in scoring position. Catches the outside corner with the off-speed pitch, 1-2. So the two-strike pitch now, trying to get out of this inning without giving up the lead. The payoff pitch, the 1-2, inside, 2-2. Got a little too amped up. So Valdez over at second, Green at the dish. O'Neill trying to work out of trouble. Two runs already in. Now the 2-2. Inside again, and the count goes full. If Green were to reach, Jake Fox would step in. As Cornell with a long look in here comes set with three on the pitch clock. Payoff pitch, grounded softly towards second. It'll be a tough play as Green slowly out of the box. And an underhand flip by Vargas to Chirinos at first to end the inning. But not before the Hillcats tack on two more. Junior Sancantine hits his first home run of the season for Lynchburg. And then Will Bartlett walks and comes around to score on the Yordis Valdez lucky break as the ball grounded up the middle, hit off the second base bag and found center field. It's a brand new ball game, 3-3 as we head to the fifth. Don't go anywhere, more baseball after this timeout. Stay close to the center of it all at near Routes 29, 460, and 501. La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plan.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium in a tie ball game, Hillcats score two runs in the fourth, including a lucky break as Yordis Valdez dribbled it off the second base bag and into center field, as it should have been out number three. But instead, it scored a run. Jesus Chirinos into the box now. First pitch to him. Upstairs, ball one. This one, a big, healthy cut from Chirinos. And it's one ball and a strike. Seems like every time he's been in the box, he's taken a huge hack. Missing high, two balls and a strike, much to the displeasure of the hometown crowd. The 2-1 is a pop fly and out of play, 2-2. Just a bit upstairs, and the count runs full. In the second, as this one fouled off the mask of Planchart. He says he's okay as he stands up and gives a thumbs up to the home plate umpire, who will do his courtesy walk out to the mound to give him a few extra seconds of time to recover. Three runs, seven hits, one error for Carolina. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Payoff pitch swung on, and the dirt for out number one. Chirinos goes down swinging, as Oswell Leonis will now step in. He grounded out to Tolentino at short in the third. Good hard slider in there for a called strike. After which likes to rely heavily on that pitch, the 0-1. Right back to it. It's in there again. Two strikes. Already into the motion. Check swing on a high fastball, and he went around for out number two. So Jack Leftwich comes out firing here in the fifth as he set down the first two batters of the inning via the K. Jeremy Vargas now. He singled back in the third, but then got caught stealing on a good throw by Victor Planchart. Watches a pitch upstairs, ball one. The 1-0. That one finds the zone with the fastball, 1-1. Leftwich already into the motion. A little high, 2-1. Vargas trying to extend the inning here in the fifth. 2-1. Hard, not enough break on it. 3-1. A 3-1 now from Leftwich. Healthy cut. Comes up empty. And the count goes full. So Leftwich a strike away from setting down the order. 1-2-3. Foul tip to stay alive. He just got a piece of it. Sent it to the backstop. And we'll try again. As Leftwich will step off here. Catch his breath. And he's into the motion. Check swing and a high fastball. The appeal down to first. They rug him up. 1-2-3 fifth for Jack Leftwich as he strikes out the side in order. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Tied at three. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Stadium, a 3-3 ball game as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Milan Tolentino all due up here in this inning. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Monday, July 4th at 6:30 p.m. for the third annual Ronnie Roberts Senior Classic and Fireworks Show. Support high school seniors from around the area as they play their final game in front of their family, friends, and community. After the game, stick around for the best 4th of July fireworks show in Lynchburg. Tickets are just $5 and are available at the box office or online at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. As Jake Fox will lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning. First pitch to him outside, ball one. Fox is 0-for-1 with the fielder's choice. Lines this one into right field, as that'll get down for a base knock in front of Mendez, as it'll be a leadoff single. First time tonight the Hillcats have had their leadoff runner aboard. In the last inning, San Quintin hit a home run as the leadoff hitter. But now, there's one aboard with nobody out. And Jorge Burgos at the dish. Burgos had the solo shot last night to open up the scoring. Watches this one outside. Ball one. Alexander Corneal still on the mound here, entering his fifth inning of work, despite allowing the three runs. Takes something off of it and finds the zone, 1-1. Ergo singled back in the third and scored Yordis Valdez, the 1-1. Grounded over towards second. The flip to Garcia at short, back on to first for the double play. And there's two away here in the fifth. That's the second double play of the evening turned by Carolina, as Milan Tolentino will step in. He's 0-for-2. Base is empty and a tie ball game. Swings at the high fastball for strike one. Large gap between second and short. It's the 0-1. Catches the inside corner. No balls, two strikes. Tolentino will step out to try and slow down the pace of Corneal. He was moving quickly here. Shakes off a few signs now as he will step off. So Tolentino maybe got in the head of the pitcher. Now an automatic ball has been applied. I don't think the home plate umpire saw him step off. 1-2. Just a bit upstairs. 2-2. Corneal did step off there, and the pitch clock should have reset. Now it's the 2-2. And they rung him up on the inside fastball, and Tolentino goes down looking as he tried to bend out of the way of that one. But nevertheless, the home plate umpire, who has not made very many friends here this week, rings him up. We head to the sixth. Hillcats and Mudcats tied at 3 in the final game of this series. We'll be right back after this timeout. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at CED for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats and Mudcats tied at 3 as we head to the sixth inning. If you're not doing anything on Saturday, come on out to Bank of the James Stadium, where we'll be celebrating Play Ball Weekend from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be free batting practice on the field. You can play catch, and we'll have a picnic provided. Registration is required, but there's no cost, as Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and Lynchburg Hillcats trying to grow the game with Play Ball Weekend. This one outside to Luis Silva for ball one. Silva came in to replace Zach Robbie, who was ejected for arguing balls and strikes, as Silva slaps it foul, 1-1. Abby was tossed at the end of the third when he went down looking on a 3-2 fastball. 1-1, a check swing upstairs, and they say he went around. And that's the third batter in a row that's checked on that high pitch and went around. 1-2. Swung right through it for out number one. So Jack Leftwich really finding the zone here. He's retired the last four batters he's faced via the strikeout. Now he'll have to go up against Jackson Chirillo, who has been a tough out all week, especially here this afternoon. 2-for-2 with the home run and a single. Starts him off with a fastball for strike one. Upstairs. Twitch really working quickly here. Already into the motion. Pulls the string on it, and Chirillo, his eyes lit up. But came up empty. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Fastball blew it by him as Chirillo pounds his chest and says, "My bad." As that's out number two. Five in a row set down by Jack Leftwich via the strikeout. Six of his last eight batters have gone down via the strikeout. This one lined into right center field as that'll get down as Jake Fox will cut it off in front of the wall and Caero will be held to a long single. So Jake Fox, not a natural center fielder, but did a great job of cutting that one off quickly and getting the ball in. So Caero could not advance any farther. As Eduardo Garcia will step in. Garcia homered back in the second off of Bronny Munoz. A slider hangs up there for Fox to range over in center, who puts it away for out number three. So, the two-out single does no harm as Jack Leftwich works quickly through the sixth. Way to the bottom half, tied at three. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball after this timeout. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. This summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, a 3-3 ball game as Hillcats have climbed their way back into it after being down 2-0 and tied it at 3 in the bottom half of the fourth. We now had the bottom half of the sixth as a new pitcher on the mound for Carolina as Alexander Corneal's day is done. Corneal, his final line is five full innings, five hits, three runs, but only two of them were earned on the fielding error that allowed an inning to stay alive. Three walks and three strikeouts and the one home run allowed to Junior San Quintin. Carlos Rodriguez will now take his spot. Rodriguez making his 10th appearance of the season. He's 1-1 with a 4.45 ERA. In 28 innings pitched, he's given up 14 earned runs, 6 walks, and 35 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 255 against him, though. as Junior Sancantine will step in now. He blasted a home run over the right field wall, hit right off the top of it. Back into fourth. He takes outside, ball one. This one downstairs, 2-0. Sancantine. Watches this one, 3-0. Rodriguez doesn't walk very many. As he's behind the count, 3-0. This ball way outside, and that's just the seventh walk of the season for Rodriguez, as Sancantine will be at first to lead off the inning. Ryan Frias will step in now. He's 0-for-2 with two ground outs. Runner leads off first with nobody out. Rias watches this one in there for a called strike. Wind continues to blow towards left field. On a gorgeous afternoon here in Lynchburg. The 0-1 outside, one ball and a strike. Rodriguez trying to keep this game tied. Pickoff moved to first, and Sancantine wasn't ready for it. And I don't think Chirinos realized it, as the ball got there about two steps before Sancantine got in. He went in standing. Dangerous play there. Count stays 1-1. Rias watches this one at the knees. 1-2. Lucky break there for the Hillcats, as runner will remain on first. Now the two-strike pitch from Rodriguez. And he pulled something off of it, and Frias fouls it into the glove for out number one. That'll bring up Will Bartlett. Bartlett walked and scored in the fourth in his first game back from injury. Steps in trying to move that runner over from first. Infield playing straight away. As he bloops this one down the right field line, it'll be a tough play for Mendez, but it'll hook into the Mudcats bullpen for strike one. One on, one away. Tied at three. Will Bartlett waits the 0-1. Big curveball. Doesn't find the zone. 1-1. 73 miles an hour. As Rodriguez broke that one off. The 1-1. Down and away. Two balls and a strike. Rodriguez, a little bit more erratic than normal here this afternoon. Already has walked one. Now the pickoff move goes back to first, and Sancantine wasn't ready again. The throw down to second as he's tagged out. And he got caught in a pickle. And two good, strong pickoff moves from Rodriguez. And the second one finally got him. So the bases are cleared with Will Bartlett still at the dish and a 2-1 count. Fouled back into the skyboxes, two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez, 6-foot right-hander, into the motion. And blows it by Bartlett for out number three. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and the inning is over. So the Hillcats get their leadoff runner aboard, but great pickoff move from Rodriguez halts that potential threat, and we remain tied at three as we head to the seventh. Don't go anywhere. More baseball after this timeout. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV.
With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back in Bank of the James Stadium for the seventh inning. Hillcats and Mudcats tied at three apiece. We apologize about the stream. As anyone now tuning into the live audio stream, we welcome you in. As hopefully you have figured out how to switch over as we work on getting our video stream fixed. Jack Leftwich back on the mound here for another inning of work. Fires a slider in there for a called strike to Hedbert Perez. Perez is 1-for-2. He singled back in the second and got caught in a double play. The 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. Two-strike pitch from Leftwich. Outside, 1-2. It's been a tightly contested ball game all day. As the 1-2. Tries to run it inside. A little too tight. 2-2. Perez watches this one down and away. The count goes full. Leftwich has yet to walk a batter today. He did not walk one on Tuesday either. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. The fastball got him for out number one. That's his seventh strikeout of the evening since coming on in the fourth. Henry Mendez will step in now. Watches the pitch outside, 1. 93 miles an hour on the fastball. Breaking ball away, 2-0. The 2-0. Fastball grounded over towards second. Valdez picks it and flips on to first for out number two. Jesus Chirinos will step in with two away. Chirinos, the right-handed hitting first baseman. 0-2 as he watches a strike on the outside edge. 0-1. He struck out, swinging back in the fifth inning. Same pitch, same spot, 0-2. Swung right through it again. And Jack Leftwich continues to mow down these Mudcat hitters. We head to the bottom half of the seventh, tied at three. It's time to stretch here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball after this break. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, a good one brewing here as we are in the bottom half of the seventh inning, tied at 3. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. As Hillcats fell behind early but then have clawed their way back to tie this ball game as they look to keep that game and a half lead in the standings as Salem currently up 4-2 on Columbia. They sit a game and a half back. The Hillcats need to win to keep that lead. Otherwise, two teams will be tied at a half game back heading into the next series. It'll be Victor Planchart now. As he watches a first pitch in there for a called strike. Planchart 0-2. Hops this one up into left field. Leonis ranges over and gloves it for out number one. So Yordis Valdez will step in now. Valdez 2-2 with two singles. Inside, and it almost hit him. Valdez had to turn away from the fastball. The 1-0. Pulled the string on it. And Valdez swung through it. 1-1. 1,146 on hand today. As Valdez swings through a breaking ball. 1-2. Inside. 2-2. So Rodriguez working quickly back into the motion. Just a bit low as everyone froze, awaiting for the words from the umpire, but nothing came. And the count runs full. Payoff pitch. Fouled off his foot, and Valdez stays alive. Game has been scoreless since the fourth when the game was tied up. Payoff pitch. Well, the string again, and Valdez was out in front looking for the fastball for out number two. So Isaiah Green will step in now. Green looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Slaps it down the left field line, but foul, 0-1. 95 on the radar gun from Rodriguez. That was the right-hander. Really geared up for that one. The pitch. Soft grounder, foul, 0-2. So Rodriguez mixing his pitches well here, keeping the hitters off balance. 2-strike pitch. Upstairs, 1-2. Cairo tried to frame it. Didn't get the call. That's 1-2. Down and away in the dirt. 2-2 as Isaiah Green stays alive. If he were to get aboard here, Jake Fox would be up. But now the 2-2. Tied, almost hit him. The count goes full. Righty on lefty matchup here. Payoff pitch with two away in the bottom half of the seventh. Rodriguez into the windup. Foul tipped in and out of the glove. That would have been out number three, but Caero just could not hold on as maybe the spin from the tip popped it out of the glove. So we'll try it again at 3-2. The pitch. Foul tipped this time into the glove as Caero held that one. Good off-speed pitch. And the inning is over. So 1-2-3 inning back-to-back for the Hillcats. As we head to the eighth, tied at three, Jack Leftwich will return to the mound. Don't go anywhere. More baseball after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the eighth here in the Hill City. 3-3 our score. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Carolina. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Lynchburg in the battle of the Cats. Oswell Leonis, Jeremy Vargas, and Luis Silva in the eighth inning. Both teams trying to steal this victory. Or they leave Lynchburg. First pitch now to Leonis. Downstairs, ball one. Carolina will head home to take on Myrtle Beach on Tuesday, the 1-0. Grounded softly towards first. Sankantine with an underhand flip to Leftwich, who just gets his toe on the bag for out number one. The toss was behind him, but he did a good job to contort his body and get his toe on the bag to retire Leonis. One away. Jeremy Vargas into the box. Watches a fastball in there for strike one. The 0-1. Up and in. One ball and a strike. High fastball got him swinging again. 1-2. So Vargas watches this one right at the belt, but a little tight. 2-2. Vargas is 1-for-3 with a single back in the third. Leftwich shakes off the sign. The 2-2. As it's fouled away, and the battle will continue. Just missing high with the fastball, and the count runs full. Leftwich doesn't want to put a runner aboard here, as that will make his life significantly more difficult. This one popped up and out of play. Vargas stays with the fastball there. Now the 3-2. And it's poked into right field. Burgos ranging over toward the line, and it hooks into the bullpen. And Vargas continuing to fight. As we head into the later innings, these long ABs can create problems. Payoff pitch. Upstairs, just missed, and Leftwich not a fan of the no call. as that'll be a base runner with one away here in the eighth. Leftwich at 65 pitches now, as Luis Silva will step in. He came in for Zach Robbie, who was tossed. Checks at a pitch upstairs, the appeal down to second. They say he did not go 1-0. And Silva struck out in his first at-bat in the sixth. The 1-0. Slider, this time he went around, and it's 1-1. Runner on first, one away, top of the eighth. 1-1. Went with the slider again, and Silva reached for it. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2. Grounded softly toward third. Frias gloves it with a backhand, but off the tip, and he could not control it. And now there's two on with one away for the most dangerous hitter in the ball game, Jackson Chirillo. Would have been a tough play for Frias, as it was a slow roller. And so I'm assuming they'll probably give him the base hit, as Omir Santos will trot on out to the mound. Not sure if he's made the call to the bullpen yet. The gate has not flung open. There's a runner on first and second. And Jackson Chirillo coming to the dish. Santos just now getting to his right-hander. Gives him the tap. And we'll have a new pitcher. Big moment coming up after this timeout. Cleaver right after this. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball after the break. Tied at three.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and Mudcats tied at three apiece. New pitcher on the mound, Davis Sharp, as we are in the eighth inning here with one away. Jack Leftwich has been removed. He's gone 4 1/3 innings with 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk and 8 strikeouts, though he is responsible for the runners aboard. That means this inning, he has gone 9 1/3 innings of 7-hit baseball, giving up 2 runs, 1 walk, and 18 strikeouts. Just another afternoon for Hillcats pitching, and another player in the conversation for a weekly award. Each of the last 3 weeks, the Hillcats have had a player win one, with Rodney Boone winning Pitcher of the Week 3 weeks ago, Milan Tolentino winning Player of the Week 2 weeks ago, and then Will Dion winning Pitcher of the Week last week. So Jack Leftwich has put himself in that conversation this week. Davis Sharp now on the mound in a crucial moment here against the toughest out for the Mudcats. First pitch swinging for strike one. Sharp making his 15th appearance in 23 2/3 innings. He's 3-2 with a 1.14 ERA, 39 strikeouts, 4 walks. The 0-1. Got him swinging again, 0-2. Sharp works, fastball, cutter, slider, splitter. The right-hander stands at 6'4", 210 from Arlington, Texas. Now the 2-strike pitch. Goes way outside into the backstop as the runner will advance to third and second, respectively. Tough break there as he tried to get him to chase, but had the ball grip locked. Goes all the way to the screen. That's the 5th wild pitch of the season for Davis Sharp. That's his one knock, as he does tend to issue the wild pitch. Infield now pulled in with 2 strikes and 1 away. Runners on 2nd and 3rd here in a tie ball game in the 8th. Lined into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. One runner will score. The second runner being waved around. And that'll be a 2 RBI single for Jackson Chirillo here in the 8th. So a tough break there, as those will be the first runs scored for either team since the 4th inning. And it came in a crucial moment here in the 8th. 5-3 lead now for Carolina with only 1 away. Jefferson Cairo will step in now. Watches the first pitch in there for a strike. The Hillcats lose. They will sit a half game up on first place as well. The 0-1. Missing down and away. 1 ball and a strike. So Chirillo, a 3-for-4 ball game as the pickoff move, and he's back in time. And he has resulted in or contributed for 4 runs. Had a home run, scored, runner goes, slapped foul, 1-2. And had the 2 RBI single. I'm sure he's enjoyed his stay in Lynchburg, the way he's produced at the dish. The 1-2. He holds this time as the pitch is upstairs, 2-2. Davis Sharp, right-hander, comes set. Now fires over to first. And back with a dive is Chirillo. As Cairo will now step back in. Righty on righty matchup, the 2-2. Slapped foul and he stays alive. Hillcats will have 6 outs to play with to try to get these runs back. Don't want to let it get any more out of hand than it currently is. 2-run deficit is manageable. Anything more becomes trouble. The 2-2. Slider missing away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Davis Sharp struggling here. So that runner stands off first. Payoff pitch, grounded in between first into around second, and Cruz into third without a throw, and there's runners on the corner with 1 away. So it'll be Eduardo Garcia now, as Davis Sharp is back in trouble. Uncharacteristic outing from him in his last game against Carolina. He went 2 innings, only gave up 1 hit, had 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. He picked up the hold in that ball game. But here, trying to keep it a 2-run deficit. First pitch low, 1. Runners on the corner. See if they send him. They do. As Sharp steps off, throws to second. The tag is a collision. And Valdez is hurt, as the runner just took him out. And hustling out of the dugout is Frank Sammons, as Cairo is retired. on the pickoff move, but the concern now turns to Yordiz Valdez, who was in a full-on collision with their catcher. He is still yet to get up. There will be two away, but Valdez still in pain over at second. As soon as that play was over, Frank Sammons came bolting out of the dugout. As you could tell instantly that Valdez was in pain. Still shaken up as he will now be helped to his feet. And he's trying to walk things off. Gets a good ovation from the crowd. Not sure where he got hit. He is and a key contributor. He's 2 for 3 here this afternoon. As they will give him his glove and he will stay in the ballgame. So a big out number 2. It does not come without a cost. Valdez still limping a little bit, gripping his lower back. But Eduardo Garcia still in with the count 1-0, but now with 2 away. It's the same play they tried last time, and it didn't work this time, as Sharp finds the zone 1-1. See if maybe that jolts a spark into the Hillcats. They can get out of this. 2, 3, and 4 due up for them in the bottom half of the eighth. The 1-1. Fisted right at second base. Valdez calls everyone off and puts it away for out number 3. Well, the Mudcats put 2 on the board here in the eighth and take a 5-3 lead. The Cats have 6 outs to play with as we head the final 2 at-bats. Don't go anywhere. More baseball after this timeout. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the final game of a 12-game homestand is taking place here this afternoon in the Battle of the Cats. Hillcats down 5-3 here in the bottom half of the eighth as Carlos Rodriguez returns to the mound, and he has been nothing short of lights out for Carolina. He'll have to face the heart of the order, Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Milan Tolentino. So Hillcats only had 1 base runner since Rodriguez came in the sixth. Would love to piece something together here to get at least one of those runs back before the ninth. Hillcats have had some clutch performances so far this season. I think of the 2 walk-offs by Planchart, 1 by Burgos. Couple late game RBI opportunities as Jake Fox swings at the first pitch, 0-1. He lines this one into center field, dropping hard in front of Perez. Diving play, and he puts it away for out number 1. A great play in center field by Edbert Perez. See, he gave a full extension to grab that one. Take away the leadoff base run. Jorge Burgos will now step in. Watches a changeup in there for strike one. The 0-1. Skied into right field. Mendez now comes in on it and gloves it for out number two. So two away. Just a couple of pitches as Carlos Rodriguez working quickly here in the eighth. Ivan Tolentino. Tolentino 0-for-3 here this afternoon. First pitch up high, ball one. If he can get aboard, Junior Sancantin would be up next. As the 1-0 in there for a called strike with the off speed. The 1-1. Healthy cut. Couldn't catch up to the fastball. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. And he blew it by him again for out number three. So the Hillcats will have three more outs to work with in the ninth. But first, Carolina will look to extend their lead. 5-3 ball game in favor of the Mudcats. Don't go anywhere. More baseball after this.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we have hit the ninth inning. Hillcats down 5-1 error for Carolina, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Hillcats have already won the series and will remain in first place no matter what happens here today. But you know they would like to sneak away with a victory, but they'll have a lot of work to do in the bottom half of the ninth inning as Hedbert Perez, Henry Mendez, Jesus Chirinos, the 3-2 up here in the top half. Davis Sharp back out there. As Sharp with a long look in. Now comes set and fires. As I'm swinging at the first pitch, 0-1. Now the 0-1. Way inside, a ball and a strike. Sharp, the right-hander, fires. Downstairs, 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Hillcats looking for some sort of momentum shift here to carry them into the bottom half of the ninth as this one, an inside-out swing over to Green in left field as he ranges back onto the warning track in front of the wall, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Henry Mendez. Mendez is 0-for-3 with a double play in the second. He's grounded out every time. First pitch here. Downstairs, ball one. Hillcats will return home. Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. Play host to Down East at Bank of the James Stadium. The 1-0. Bounce it in front of home plate. 2 balls, no strikes. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or stop by our box office during the bye week and grab them. Oh, they're still available. 2-0. Upstairs, three balls and no strikes. There will be fireworks on that Saturday as well. So that'll be another packed house. 3-0. Mendez had the green light and swung out of his shoes, and it's 3-1. So Sharp comes set for the 3-1. Paints the corner. Strike two. And Mendez not happy. I have to step back in. Made a long turn and sideways glance toward the home plate umpire. Payoff pitch. Fastball. Grounded foul. 3-2. Nobody on. One away. Payoff pitch. Fouled back. And Mendez stays alive. Wind now blowing straight in. After it had been blowing out to left field all afternoon. Now back at the face of the hitter. The 3-2. Lined into right field, but foul. And Mendez putting up another good at-bat. Sharp, who came on in replace of Leftwich and gave up or allowed the two runners that were already on to score. Now the 3-2. Outside, ball four. Crowd has gone silent here in Lynchburg. As Jesus Chirinos will step in, he's out. Now as a runner on first with one away. Just a bit upstairs, ball one. Hillcats will travel to Fredericksburg on Tuesday for a six-game set against the Nationals. Actually, I believe it might be a seven-game series, the 1-0 inside. 2-0, and Victor Planchart will want to have a conversation with his starter, or excuse me, his reliever. Taking a look at the schedule now, there is a doubleheader on Wednesday. It is a makeup of a rainout here in Lynchburg that got moved and flexed to Fredericksburg and then rained out there, and they'll play it there on Wednesday. The 2-0. As Chirino swings through it, 2-1. Hillcats have played one less game than everybody else in the Carolina League. Pickoff move, nothing doing. They'll have to make that up in Fredericksburg. So a seven-game set against the Nationals. The 2-1. Swinging at the high fastball, 2-2. Fredericksburg has lost their last few ball games, as they were taking on Fayetteville out of the south. Now the 2-2. Grounded back up the middle. Tolentino will let it get by him. And into center field, Fox will scoop it and hold the runner at second. But now there's two on with only one away here in the ninth. Hillcats cannot let another runner get aboard, as that would send it back to the top of the order. I don't want another run to score either, as that would almost nail the door shut. Sharp comes set for the first pitch. And it's inside into the wall. And both runners will move into scoring position. The runner now breaks for home as Planchard and Sharp were just kind of walking to the ball. But he will hold as the count is 1-0. It's the second wild pitch of the afternoon from Davis Sharp as he has grip locked a couple here since he's come in. Now the infield will be pulled in as Oswell Leonis looks to pick up his first hit of the evening. Fouled at home plate, 1-1. So another tough situation here for Davis Sharp as a second wild pitch. He's going to have to try to work some magic to keep this a two-run ball game. One away in the ninth. Sharp checks third and now comes home. Fouled back to the curtain, 1-2. So Leonis awaits the two-strike pitch from Davis Sharp. Here it comes. Grounded sharply foul down the first baseline. And they'll try again. Five to three lead in favor of Carolina. This is only the second time this week that, actually in the last 2 weeks, that the Hillcats have given up more than three runs. Now the 1-2. Just inside, and Davis Sharp, not a fan of the no call, kind of grimaces as he thought that was strike three. Now it's 2-2 as Leonis keeps this at-bat alive. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch upstairs. Walk wouldn't be the worst thing in the world here as it would load the bases. But it would bring the double play back in order. Now the 3-2. Driven to right field. Going back on it is Burgos, and that'll be over his head and over and off the wall, excuse me, as one run will score. The second run is coming home. The throw is in time! So a great relay by Milan Tolentino, and a great tag by Victor Planchart to the back of Jesus Chirinos, who thought he could score with these, and then had to try to pick up the pace in the final few steps. But the tag was applied, and he is retired, but the double by Leonis extends the lead up to three. Still trouble for Davis Sharp as a runner. Stands on second, and it's a three-run ball game here in the ninth. Jeremy Vargas at the dish now. Downstairs, ball one. Vargas walked and scored back in the eighth as part of that two-run eighth that gave Carolina the lead. He has a chance to extend it even more here. This one upstairs, 2-0. Runner on second, two away. The 2-0 from Davis Sharp. Inside, ball three. Now the pitch. That one finds the zone. 3-1. Scoreboard says 2-1, but I'm pretty confident I was incorrect. It is 2-1. I miscounted in my own book. Driven to deep left center field. Fox ranging over, trying to make a play. Lays out! And makes the grab! Jake Fox extending every last inch of that 6-foot frame for the third and final out of the inning. Maybe that was the momentum they needed on the great diving play from Jake Fox. We head to the bottom of the inning. Last chance for the Hillcats, down 6-3. We'll be right back after this timeout.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 non-stop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we are in the bottom of the ninth. Hillcats down by three as they try to avoid falling to only a half game up on these Mudcats and Salem. It'll be Junior Sancantine, Dian Frias, and Will Bartlett up in a last chance for the Hillcats. The game was only kept this close by a great diving play by Jake Fox in left center field, who booked it a long way and extended every last inch that he had onto the warning track to make the diving play. Not a natural center fielder, but you wouldn't be able to tell otherwise, as that was one of the best plays you'll see. Sancantine comes out swinging for strike one. Sancantine already homered in the fourth. His average is up to 154 as he takes down low, ball one. Carlos Rodriguez back on the mound here. The 1-1. Downstairs again, two balls and a strike. The pitch. Check swing inside. No appeal, ball three. So Sancantine trying to be the leadoff base runner aboard here. A 3-1. That one in there, full count. You'd have to wonder if maybe he would get a pinch runner if he gets aboard, as he was picked off in his last trip to the plate when he reached first on a walk. Now the payoff pitch. Fouls it away to stay alive. And we'll reset. You have a guy like Luis Durango or Wilfrey Peralta, Scaling Rodriguez. A couple guys on the bench. They off pitch again. Fouled off his foot as he continues to battle here. Take a minute to walk it off. Sancantine fighting here. As the count is full here, and he's still grimacing a little bit, trying to get feeling back in that front foot. Now the 3-2. And he took something off of it and had Sancantine out in front for out number one. So one away here in the ninth. As the Hillcats running out of opportunities. As Dian Frias will step in, he's 0 for 3. First pitch to him. As the pitcher steps off, and Frias asking, is that a balk? And he says, get back in the box. No, it wasn't. Or then now they will say it's a balk, the 1-0. Loop shot into center field over the head of Garcia at short. And that'll be a single for Dian Frias. So a little get me over off speed pitch, and Frias fought it into center field as Will Bartlett will now step in. With one away, still trailing by three. Runner on first. Bartlett at the dish. Checks on a pitch in the zone for strike one. Bartlett still looking for that first hit, though he did walk and score in the fourth. The 0-1. Wind has completely died down now. He grounds it over towards short, cut off by the third baseman. He bobbles it and drops it! Silva ran in front of Garcia and could not command the ball. And that'll be an error on the third baseman. What could have been two results in zero. So a big break for the Hillcats as Ian Frias is hunched over at second. And I'm not sure what happened out there. I was too cold. Maybe he slid in awkwardly, but he is grimacing in a lot of pain over there. Frias, one of the heart and soul guys of this ball club, will never see him without a smile on his face, having fun and enjoying this beautiful game. He now still grimacing with his knee on the bag at second. And he gets up limping, kind of favoring that left leg a little bit. As Frank Sammons, Omir Santos, Daniel Robertson, and Will Bartlett all out there to check on their utility infielder. And I say utility in the toughest terms possible because he's an everyday player. He just can play anywhere on the infield. As he will get the all clear and stay on second. So the tying run is at the dish. And Victor Planchart with one away after the error by Luis Silva. Planchart comes out swinging, strike one. Actually, they gave him a base hit on that one. Kind of shocked by that. The 0-1. Planchart swinging again out in front. No balls, two strikes. Planchart has had some clutch hits this season for the Hillcats, including two walk-offs. Could use a base knock here. The two-strike pitch, though, from Rodriguez. And same pitch, same spot, same result three straight times in a row. And Planchard is down on strikes. And the Hillcats. Jordiz Valdez will be the last hope for Lynchburg. As runners on first and second with two away in the bottom of the ninth in a three-run ball game. Dying run at the dish, and it's a first pitch strike from Rodriguez. Valdez is 2-for-3, though he did get collided with that second a couple innings ago. Now the 0-1. Out in front, and the Hillcats are down to their final strike. Rodriguez came on in the sixth and has pitched excellent, only allowing three base runners. Now the 0-2 pitch. Downstairs and away, and Valdez stays alive. So the 1-2. Rodriguez checks second. Now fires. And gets him swinging for out number three. And the ball game is over. So a fun series here in Lynchburg as the Hillcats reclaim first place this week. But lose the last game. As they now drop to only a half game lead in the Carolina League North. We'll be right back after this timeout to recap it. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about Hotbox Suite Rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats fall 6-3 to Carolina. And they drop to 28-22. Carolina improves to 28-23. As only a half game now separate the two. Along with what will most likely be Salem, as they are an out away from creeping within a half place of first place. It was a fun one tonight, back and forth throughout the first four innings. Hillcats fell behind early on two solo shots in the first and second by Carolina. Lynchburg would put up a run of their own in the third as Valdez would come around to score on a Jorge Burgos single. And then in the fourth, Jackson Chirillo would reach base and come around to score to get that run right back. And then two for the Hillcats in the fourth inning as Junior San Quintin would lead off the inning with the home run. And then Will Bartlett would walk and come around to score as well. Then it remained scoreless until the eighth when Carolina put up two more and then one more in the ninth to really slam the door shut on the Hillcats. They will now travel to Fredericksburg to try and defend their first place lead in the Carolina League North. As we approach the midway point of the season, we'll be with you in just over a week and a half now, as the Hillcats will return home to Bank of the James Stadium on Tuesday, June 13th, as they will play host to Down East. Once again, the Hillcats, 6-3 losers here this afternoon. We'll be back again, Down East. Once again, I'm Jason Prill, saying good night and go Hillcats.